Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We don't have Alice Canton this week. She is in Ōtautahi, but we do have the lovely Brady Petey in studio. Kia ora. How are you this morning? This morning, this afternoon. It's the day's going quick.
It's very hot outside. It's I must admit, walking through here felt like I was going through a heat tunnel, but you know.
Yeah, no, it has that effect. It's very humid, very gross, not the vibes. But we're not here to talk about weather. We're here to talk about your show. We're talking about What Happened to Mary Ann, which is a story of a trans woman, Mary Ann, and her insatiable adoration for the power of rock. Tell me, what kind of inspired this piece of work? Tell me a little bit about this origin story here.
She's interesting one because like she was like a spirit that kind of just flew into my room one day. Let's take it back. So I was cleaning my house one day because we were having a flat inspection and I was listening really loudly to rock music, and just out of nowhere, like, you know how you just get your spring of creativity? Well, Mary Ann, the character, sort of just like flew through my French doors.
She pulled up.
Yeah, she pulled up. And she plonked herself on my bed and she said, "You know what? Write to me right now." And I went, "Okay." And so I wrote about 15 to 20 pages that day.
Wow.
And stopped, well, obviously stopped cleaning and just sat there and went, because normally I do that some of the time where I'll write something and then I'll go, nope, that's never seen the light of day ever. Where with this one I went, no, I'm still happy with her.
We like this one.
Yeah, this one's good.
Yeah,
so she stuck around and now we're here today.
So exciting. Tell me a bit about some of the key ideas in this work. Talk me through plot line, key ideas.
Sure. So we're taking you back to 1994, the year her life made a sordid change, I guess you could say, because in 1994 she made four bad decisions that changed the trajectory of her life. For the good or for the bad, you're just gonna have to come and see.
Wait and see.
But a lot of the themes is about liberation, self-liberation. It's about do you pick your family or do you pick yourself? And with a character that gives so much to their family, she's going through a journey to figure out how they balance in with her potential new life. And so it's all about freedom. It's all about letting go. It's all about facing your traumas head on. It's about laughter. It's about joy. It's about celebrating your life. And it's also about caregiving. That's another component of the piece, which is whom she looks after, her ailing father. So as he's going through his own transition of a different kind. So yeah, it's just full of different types of dramas and different types of laughs.
Beautiful. There's so many great little themes to touch on there. I'm so interested in this like inclusion of rock music. Are we encouraging like a sing-along here? Like,
I mean, you can if you want to.
We could.
But if you sing too much, I'll be quiet. But no, it's definitely, it's got all your favorite rock songs in it. So
fun.
I would be offended if people weren't bopping
into it.
So please join me. I might even say, take this part of the song. I might not. It all depends. But yeah, no, the song is meant to trigger your nostalgia for old rock songs, particularly people that are my age and older, in their 30s plus. No, they're 20s plus.
Please.
Yeah, so yeah, it's meant to tap into that. And I love singing rock all of a sudden. I didn't think that was something I needed in my life, but it certainly is.
It was a need and a must.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about the devising process, the creative process behind this piece.
So it was, honestly, it just kind of, it's been a whirlwind since I wrote those 20 pages. I quickly got involved with Pride Elevate, who have just been so good to me and looking after me. And on top of that, Creative New Zealand has been helping me. So it's been a whirlwind of getting to this moment right now. I only just started writing her in November last year. So the process of rehearsal has been really great because I have my dream team of people in the room with me. Mm. Benjamin Kilby Hinson is the director, and we love him.
We love.
Yeah, he's wonderful. We've got Bray Jeffrey as our musical director, whom I love them a lot, and have really elevated the sound of the piece. And so through their brains and my brain together, we've kind of crafted this really well-polished machine in such a small amount of time.
Oh, so gorgeous. And of course, this show is a part of Auckland Pride, which is so special. What is
happy
that kind
pride.
Of happy pride? What does it kind of mean for you to have this piece within that?
It's such an honor. It's a full circle moment for me coming back to Pride. I did a stint with the Te Timatanga program within Pride back a couple of years ago, and it was all the same people that were running at the end, so to come full circle and be back with them has been really lovely. And also it just gives, I guess, it gives a great starting point for my show to kind of kick off into, and with the community backing it fully, it's just really, it's a beautiful feeling.
A great space to be in.
Yeah.
So lovely. And we gotta ask, when and where can we see this show? Where can we get tickets?
I got nervous for a second there because I was like, when and where? So you could go to the Auckland Pride website, or you can go to the Q Theatre website where the show is being performed at.
Beautiful.
From the 11th of February to the 15th of February, a very short season. And go there. You can buy your tickets. You can walk in there. They will sell them to you. Please buy a ticket.
Come see this beautiful show, please.
Yeah. Or you can follow me at Brady_Cakes88. And all that information will be on my Instagram. That was my Instagram, by the way.
Beautiful. That was me.
Plugging.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you about the show. And good luck for the season next week. Goddamn.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.